6-2. Baez, Javier Baez, who was on a 10-game hitting streak, goes out in the first inning, got hit by a pitch on his hand. And the NHL is sending four teams to Sweden as part of their annual global series. The Red Wings are one of the four, along with the Minnesota Wild, Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Ottawa Senators. And that is it for the update. Oh, look who is here. Whoa, we have guests.
We do.
It's that often, you know. People don't normally want to be around us, but
no, that's around John. That's why when I'm here on Thursdays, it's usually okay, but he's not. So, but we do have our LISD Athlete of the Week in studio today.
Who is that?
Once again, the athlete being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And this week's Athlete of the Week is from Onsted Track again, but this week it's Kara Terakidis. Kara, good to have you in studio with us.
Good to be here.
Well, you know, last week we had Emery in after winning some races and setting a school record. And then we're reading the other day from your coach, 17 seconds off of your 3,200 record. That... How does 17 seconds come off there? I mean, any idea that were you getting that close and in your training that you were able to break it by that amount?
Truly, no. I just started running the 2 mile this year. I had been a hater. I was like, I will never do this. I am never going to run the 2 mile. And this year I was like, I'll try it. Started, and the first time we ran it, I was like, okay, maybe I do like this. So that Saturday when we ran that meet, it was just, it hailed the first three laps.
Right.
But I had a very good competitor with me. We ran side by side for about the first mile, and then it just felt good enough to pull away. And I truly had no idea until I crossed the line how much time I had made up, but it felt good, and I just kept going.
Well, and it's good because you said you like it, because speaking with Emery last week, she's like, she loves cross country, but she's like, I just can't run in circles for that long. And so for you to be able to do that, that's nice to be able to have her that wants to run the shorter distances and then you that's liking the longer ones all of a sudden.
Yes.
Do you ever wish sometimes that you would like run the 800 and then just keep going? And then count to 1,600 and then the 30, so you wouldn't have to run three races.
Oh, that's actually so funny because last night my coach made me run the 800, got a 200-meter break, and then went back to the 2 mile. Okay. So we've tried that. We have tried that.
See?
I like to do that in the meet. Just keep running.
Just keep going.
It's all going to count, right?
Well, we were joking earlier that, you know, last night you beat two teams, and so we were joking that did you have to run those races twice? You know, luckily, it's not like a doubleheader in baseball where you got to play two games where you'd have to run that twice in one night. But, you know, again, you've had great success at Onsted. I mean, you know, we've been saying your name a lot on the air the last few years that we've had the station on, and just about the great things you've done, you know, in track and field and in cross country. And so, and you're even going to be moving on next year. Tell us a little bit about your plans for next season, next year at school.
I am. So I committed to Central Michigan University to go run cross country, indoor and outdoor track. So far, it's been such an exciting experience. I'm ready to jump into it after we obviously finish up this season. And I also get to do the experience with one of my very good friends from Tecumseh. She also committed to Central as well. And it's been such a surreal experience to go through and realize, hey, I can continue doing what I love into the college level. So,
well, and you're speaking of Chesney Wilkie, we had her on
on
Sunday talking a little bit about that as well. So, yeah, that's fun. And then Aiden Smith from Adrian also committed to run up there. So a little Lenawee County contingent. I mean, it's a little good when you've got, you know, a coach from Tecumseh that's up there at Central and Amanda that's kind of recruiting, knows this area well.
Yes,
Was that a big part of you going up there?
I had not known Amanda that well. I was going on a ton of summer visits just to go explore and see. And Central was kind of one of those spur of the moments. Okay, we have a free day. Let's just go check it out. And the second I walked onto the campus, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the environment, the town. And that's when I kind of realized I like the educational and the athletic.
Right.
Of all of it.
Well, then it helps when you have somebody like Chesney who's going to be going up there with you. Yes. To be able to kind of share those experiences. So that's kind of neat. And then, you know, it's easier to come home once in a while, too, if you got another person to travel that way.
Yes.
With you.
Exactly. Yeah, that helps a lot. Ches, how long have you been running? When did you start all this?
So I started running in fourth grade. We had a school program called Girls on the Run. And my mom decided to be one of the like teacher coaches. And all my friends did it. So I was like, okay, I'll do it too. And then obviously when you're a sixth grader, the only thing you can do is cross country.
Right.
So we had the whole sixth grade class running. And that's when I realized I actually liked it. So on the years next, when all my friends left to go to volleyball or other sports, I kind of stuck with it. And I did it for fun. I still do it for fun. But it was not until high school where I realized, hey, like, you could make something out of this and do what you love but also work hard for it.
I do something that's called, I call sub-jogging. you know, if I were going any slower, I'd be permanent. So,
you have moss on you.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, I go back so far in my high school career, there were only two sports in the fall for boys, cross country and football. Mm-hmm. Guess which one I chose?
Football.
Oh, you are so good. Absolutely. Oh, knock the helmet off. Yeah. No, couldn't do that. So, tip my hat to those things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, health-wise, I know, you know, last year, a little ding during the cross season. This year was, you know, you and Emery just chasing each other the whole season. Are you're healthy now in track? It's obviously seems like with what you were able to get in breaking the records and still winning some races. So is that a big part, too, of you training and trying to stay healthy?
Yes, definitely the main goal is stay healthy, stay injury-free, and make sure you can run as much meets as possible because you realize coming into your senior season, like, this is all you have left. And so making sure that I'm doing the utmost to keep myself healthy, stretch, roll, ice bath, even when I don't want to, we try to do that so that we can run as many meets as possible.
Well, and I think, you know, obviously the success you've been having and then what you've been able to do so far as a team, 3-0 in the LCAA. And so, you know, and again, we mentioned what Emery Ross has been able to do and also, you know, you're winning. But you're getting a lot of points, too, and you guys are running some relays. So, obviously, there's more to it as well. Can you mention some of the other, kind of some of the girls that are really helping this season be successful?
Yes, absolutely. We consider our team small but mighty. We have about 15 girls on our team this year, which is a big change from previous years. Mm-hmm. We have some very good field events. A high jumper, Tabitha Verity. She definitely is one that helps because she is so flexible where she can go to the field and get us points, but also come and do some sprints and get us points.
Nice.
We also have a couple distance girls from cross country from my team who have been included into our 4x8s, 4x4s, and they have been so far just running solid times to get our relays to where they need to be. We work hard in practice. I mean, every day you come in and it's like, you got to be ready to work. And yeah. These girls have stepped up and done and got out of their comfort zone, and it's awesome to see.
And that's key when you're able to get a lot of points from different you know aspects of the team. I mean, we talked where the other day Madison girls lost, you know, 100 and some TCC.
107.
Yeah, 107. But it was, you know, they lost by only three, but, you know, Coach Bowers was talking about the fact that, you know, they just didn't have the depth. Whiteford had more depth. And so to only have 15 girls, but being able to score a lot in those and not have some specialized, you know, athletes, that's really what you need when you have a small team. You need everybody to try to fill those roles.
Yes.
And that's what you're doing. So congrats to that. Well, hey, we got to take a quick time out for our sponsor, and we're going to talk a little bit more coming up with our LISD Athlete of the Week, Kara Terakitis, right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
What if your child could earn up to 60 college credits for free while completing their high school diploma? The JCLISD Academy is a public early middle college for capable and self-motivated students and is located on the campuses of the LISD Tech Center and Jackson College in Adrian. Students benefit from smaller class sizes, a welcoming community, personalized support, and a college learning environment. Don't delay. Applications are due April 28th. To learn more and request an application, visit lisd.us/academy.
And welcome back to 96.5 The Cave. Inside the Cave, Jeff Bowman, John Kane, and also our LISD Athlete of the Week, Kara Terakitis. And we were just speaking about how next year at Central you're going to be doing cross, indoor, and outdoor. And I said that's kind of neat. You're doing it all. And it was kind of part of the package deal. You come one, come all.
Yes. They usually, once they realize that you were a long-distance runner, you're kind of thrown into almost every single season because they're like, you already run enough. We're just going to throw you in. So,
well, I mean, if you're going to be training and you're going to be running, you might as well make
Absolutely.
It useful
yeah.
and
yes.
try to get something out of it. But it is neat, though. And now, how Emery says, I don't like running distance too much on the track, but you still do. How is it that you still want to run those longer races where, you know, because she's kind of a, I told her, I mean, you don't see many athletes that run cross, then come and do sprints and middle distance. It just, the body shape and the way you train, it's always, it's different. And so that doesn't happen very often, but you like just to go run.
Yes. I mean, her range is amazing. She can go pull off a 400 at a speed that my jaw just drops every single time she runs it. And I know I'm not conditioned for that. These legs go miles, not one laps. And knowing going into Central that I would probably be running these longer distances, I kind of got the idea in my head that, well, since you're going to do that, let's try it. Let's try a 2 mile in high school right now while you can and see how you like it. And it really, to be honest, you get into those laps and your brain just kind of glazes over and all of a sudden you're on your seventh lap. And it's like you're almost done already, but.
Sure.
I don't know how else to explain it.
Well,
it's
no,
something.
And I envy people that can do that because I was never, I mean, I was a sprinter. You wouldn't look at me and know that. But back in the day, I was faster than I could never run long distance. And people that could do it always just, it blows me away. The one thing, though, I hope when you're out running, I see you smile because usually every time I see somebody out jogging, they're never smiling. Doesn't look like they're having fun. So just think about that when you're running. If you see people, smile, because then you can yes. show people, I like doing this. You drive by and see people jogging all the time, and very rarely are any of them smiling. So smile.
Yes.
Well, again, Kara, we appreciate you coming in. Again, congratulations to Kara Terakitis. Being the LISD Athlete of the Week, continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. Once again, Kara Terakitis from Onsted is our LISD Athlete of the Week. And again, continued success this year. And then when you get up to Central, fire up chips.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
All right. Once again, we're going to take a break and come back. We've got some mock draft stuff to talk about with JK and I when we
yeah,
come back.
I can mock you, no problem.
That's right. We'll be back with more here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.